Chapter 37. Rewarded. The Lord Magistrate checked over the prices one last time as he paced around his office. It was sure to be enough to placate the cultivator. At least, he hoped it was. He might need to make a request from the man, and if Zhou Jin was not satisfied or sufficiently compensated, he might refuse. Reports had come in of Sun Ken. The whirling demon blade and his ilk had come north.
Reports that were days late. Really, is it so hard to use a transmission stone?
According to the scattered reports, the roving band of scum had been bled, but most of their cultivators had survived. The Lord Magistrate's men were scouring the countryside, searching for them. He had authorized the use of minor transmission stones as well, just in case his men found anything. The stones were rare and expensive, but he wanted to have as accurate information as possible. The Lord Magistrate hoped to find the bastard before any more villages were destroyed. They were his tax base.
Damn the Verdant Blade! Couldn't they have taken them out?
He didn't want to have to deal with cultivators. He might even have to personally visit the places of devastation. He hated the smell of blood. He always had to take that disgusting concoction to calm his stomach before he went anywhere near this substance, lest he void his stomach. What sort of Lord Magistrate vomited at the sight of a little blood? It was even worse because Sun Ken would occasionally hide after attacks and ambush the relief parties. There was one thing the Lord Magistrate hated more than blood, and it was danger. He always ended up freezing in the moment. He wanted to run, heavens damn it, not stand there like some unflinching stoic fool. The Patriarch of Verdant Hill was stern and unflappable, after all. The men and women under his aegis couldn't see weakness. They wouldn't think so highly of him then.
Damn cultivators, damn Sun Ken, and damn Zhou Jin. Damn all of them. Why did they have to come here?
His stomach was killing him.
Lord Magistrate, any more of this and you'll wear a hole in the floor,
First Archivist Bao chided around a mouthful of dumpling.
I see no reason to be worried. He is a calm man. I'm sure he will hear you out, especially after he learns what kind of vile demon is lurking about his home.
He ate another bite of his lunch. His second lunch.
How dare Bao chide me about nervous habits when the man eats whenever he's upset?
But it had the desired effect. The Lord Magistrate's pace stopped just as a guard came in and bowed.
Lord Magistrate, sir, Zhou Jin has arrived as requested.
Excellent, excellent. What about his demeanor? He asked.
He seems to be pleased with the recording crystal, Lord Magistrate, the guard replied. He also obtained candied orange peels, cinnamon, sugar, and several other spices, along with red lacquer, rabbit fur, red glass bottles, bells, and the antlers of deer.
He considered the strange purchases and decided he had no idea what the cultivator would use them for. Some kind of pills, formation, or ritual?
Cultivators.
He turned to Bao, and the other man nodded.
Good, good. Thank you, Zhenji, he told the guard, who puffed up with pride.
He always had been good with names. It cost him nothing to remember them, and his men were all the more loyal for it.
Now, if you would fetch him, he and I must speak business.
At once, Lord Magistrate.
It did not take long for the cultivator to arrive. Zhou Jin hadn't changed much since he had last laid eyes on him, nearly a year ago now. If one didn't know better, he could be mistaken for any other farm boy, if a slightly taller specimen than typical. He had a large, happy grin on his face as he entered.
Lord Magistrate, First Archivist, I hope you are in good health, the cultivator said, clasping his hands in the proper courtesy.
The Lord Magistrate was certain the boy was mocking him. No, he was not in good health. His stomach felt like there was molten lead inside it, and he longed to throw the inkwell at the cultivator, but stayed his hands. To do such a thing was courting death.
I am well, Zhou Jin, he said, trying to sound as stately as he could. Has our Verdant Hill treated you well?
Zhou Jin nodded.
Yeah, thanks for telling me about the rice, First Archivist.
The Lord Magistrate's eyes shot over to Bao. He had thought they had agreed not to question the cultivator about the matter and then bring it up next time.
That was what they had agreed on.
He started sweating.
And I trust things have been resolved satisfactorily?
He asked, hoping that the cultivator would be pleased.
Better than satisfactory, really. Thank you for finding the recording crystal for me. I really needed this. And don't worry about the rice. It was an honest mistake. And I don't mind selling it at that price if you can't afford the higher one. We could do a trade like this again, if that's what you want. I do have certain things I need.
Well, that was good at least. The cultivator was happy with his service and was willing to work with them in the future. Honesty was apparently a good policy. He wasn't angry at all. But now came the hard part. Zhou Jin was happy, and now the magistrate would potentially make him angry.
Well, it is good that all parties were satisfied. I would ask you something, however. Have you heard the news of Sun Ken? He asked leadingly.
Zhou Jin nodded.
That he's dead?
His face froze.
Sun Ken is dead?
The cultivator was calm and absolutely serious.
Well, there went the plan to ask Zhou Jin to kill the barbarian.
The Lord Magistrate's gut churned. His mind raced. He made a choice.
Ah, yes, that joyous news, yes, he managed to get out. Ah, well, I just wished to inform you of his demise if you hadn't heard already.
Zhou Jin nodded.
Well, thank you for informing me. Did you need anything else?
Oh, no, I just wanted to make sure everything was fine after our little mix-up. You know how things are. The cultivator smiled brightly.
Then, if that is all, I need to get back home. I'll be leaving today. I hope that the heavens favor you, Lord Magistrate.
And you as well, Zhou Jin, he replied.
Zhou Jin bowed, displaying proper courtly manners, before he turned on his heel and left. The Lord Magistrate whipped his head around to the first archivist. The man only shrugged, looking just as perplexed. One of his scribes rushed in.
Lord Archivist, priority message from the Verdant Blade Sect. Sun Ken, the Whirling Demon Blade, was slain by Tsai Shou Lan, the young mistress of the sect.
Was he now? The Lord Magistrate asked.
Yes, Lord Magistrate.
Well, that is good news. I will make an announcement in 1 hour. You're free to go, Fang He, and close the door behind you.
Yes, Lord Magistrate.
The scribe left. The Lord Magistrate slumped onto his desk and groaned.
This is good news, the Lord Magistrate decided.
Indeed, the first archivist said, putting down his food for the first time since they had found out Sun Ken had come north. But how did he know that Sun Ken was dead if we just got the news?
I don't care. Sun Ken is dead. The cultivator is happy. Recall the men.
It was good news. It was a good day. Now if only his stomach would cease its incessant roiling. At least his wife listened to his woes, patting his back and murmuring to him with amused kindness. You know, I finally realized why everybody liked the magistrate now. The man was really nice. Calling somebody up just to apologize for the rice mix-up? He should have had people for that, but he'd done it himself. No wonder he was the patriarch of the Verdant Hills. I smiled. I'd have to do something nice for the guy. The recording crystal was mine. Like most profound things, the only problem was it didn't really come with an instruction manual. I'd be futzing around with this thing for a while to make sure it recorded the way I wanted. The spices and orange peel I'd bought were for my family gingerbread recipe, red lacquer for my sleigh, and antlers for my pigs. I got glass to decorate a tree, rabbit fur for the white trim. Yes, I know, the traditional garb of Jolly Saint Nick was invented by a certain corporation, but it was iconic and had stuck around for a reason. In any case, this was the shortest I'd ever been in Verdant Hill, since this time I was in a rush. As soon as Peppa and Chunky had gotten back with the kids' Christmas list, I had started running. Turns out, you can make the trip in a day if you really push it. It was nearly to the solstice. Hopefully, the village would like my additions, even if they weren't traditional. Ho, 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 boyos. Jinta Claus is coming to town.